Shepherd reveals a long-time love affair on Gene Shepherd's America. Next.
Poetry eschewed the rapture and response of food. What hymns are sung, what prayers are said for the homemade miracles of bread. Since what we love has always found expression in enduring sound, music and verse should be competing to match the transient joy of eating. There should be present in our songs as many tastes as there are tongues. There should be humbly celebrated one passion that is never sated. Earth's fat and fiber, root and leaf, become quick pleasure and slow grief. So, until man abjures the meats, terrestrial and impermanent sweets, growing beyond the things he eats, let us be thankful for the good beauty and denizen of food. Let us join chiming vowel with vowel to rhapsodize fish, flesh, and fowl. And let us thank God in our songs there are as many tastes as tongues. Oh, food is beautiful. Just to look at it. Carl Sandburg once said, when he was defining poetry, that to combine the leaf with the biscuit is poetry. Ah, beautiful refrigerator. Ah, lovely frigidaire. Glowing like some vast treasure chest of unplumbed beauty. A rare treasure thou art. A rare treasure indeed. Thy vast virginal door, thy clean crystalline light, swing open. Allow us to plunge into the world of the sated appetite. Beauty, beauty, thou art everywhere. Sunset, twig, leaf, bough, lowly frying hamburger upon thy eternal hot plate. The sun arches o'er, the sky looks down upon thy sensate grace. The beauty of food. Just put your head close to the plate sometime. Very close. So close that your eyes water from the heat of it. Breathe deeply. Don't touch. Remember, to abstain is often the most glorious form of painful pleasure. Oh, lovely creature of earth, of man. American food. Sudbury Mass. A classical, majestic roast turkey dinner. Feast your eyes on that. Oh, the rhythmic rhymes. The clattered phrases. Treasured colors, the sweet potatoes of memory. the roasted birds of youth, of age, of life. Baked oysters, Rockefeller. New York City. Deviled eggs. Tiny motes of perfection. Rich, green, verdant. Split pea soup. A la Kutztown, Pennsylvania. Arizona. Ah, curious. Montana. Broiled eggplant. The moss hangs low. The sun hangs high. Over somnolent Okeechobee and its glorious pork chops. Ocean City, Maryland. Next to the gray, rolling waves of Chesapeake Bay. Soft shell crabs. Oh, lovely, lovely truth. Orange, golden cornbread. Succulent chicken. Louisiana. Oh, the fruit of the sea. Golden fried shad roe. Dover, Delaware. Thomas Jefferson, the State of Presidents. Baked Richmond, Virginia ham. Soaring hills. leaf, a stone. A mince pie from White Mountain. A leaf, a bough, pecan pie, New Orleans.
One by one, like this. See, these are just the propulsion. When this guy swims, he swims fast. The lobster's extremely fast in the water. Now you've got the tail. Look at that. It's split right down the middle. Ah. Incidentally, you can't be dainty and eat a lobster at the same time. Forget it, friends. I mean, it's like trying to swim underwater in a swimming pool and keep dry. Now, this. There you go. Now, this is the flesh of the lobster tail. This is probably one of the great, quite possibly the greatest delicacy known to man right here. Look at that beautiful lobster. Now, the way it's eaten, I'll demonstrate to you. You know, generally a lobster cuckoo eats the way everybody else does, you know, with his mouth. It's just the fact that he is enjoying what amounts to almost a sexual experience. This is light years removed from the cheeseburger. A lobster is properly eaten this way. See, you dump it in the water. Just touch it a little bit like this. Incidentally, this is a boiled lobster. The boiled lobster is the only way a real lobster eater will eat a lobster. I mean, all this baked stuff with the pimentos, and sometimes they bake them and stuff them with the cheeseburgers in them and all that. That stuff is for kids. A real lobster is usually boiled. Sometimes it's boiled in seawater. And by the way, this lobster just came out of the tank. He was just swimming around a few minutes ago. You just take this fresh, hot lobster flesh, just like this, dip it. And some people don't even do this. Just dip it slightly. Don't put too much on it because you get too much butter. Then it'll just taste butter. Just touch a little butter like that. Nothing you can say. At that very minute, hear the bugles of Gabriel blowing, summoning you to that vast, fantastic heaven that lies in the minds of all men, and to arrive up there and realize that the only people who have actually made it in heaven are lobster eaters, righteous, real people who know the good from the bad. I just thought you ought to know that there's a lot more in life beyond Hostess Twinkies.
Started selling tickets and he soon got a lucky then. Miss Minnie Pearl and old Eddie Arnold. Tennessee Ernie all the way to California selling fried chickens in the country tune. They go together like a moon in June. A finger licking chicken and a diddle I tune. Fried chicken in the country tune. They started a bunch of corporations. Everybody got into speculation. Chicken stocks were so alarming. Nearly made Dow Jones go back to farming. Fried chicken in the country tune. They go together like a moon and June. A finger licking chicken and a diddle I do. Fried chicken in the country tune. They got everybody trying to discover which came first, the one or the other. Together they're taking the entire nation. It's a kind of what you call chicken egg situation with the fried chicken in the country tune. Finger licking chicken and a diddle I do. Now I got my honey behind the barn. I picked her tune and I told her yarn. When I said to her just then, she's about to pucker. You're a sweet young thing for an old chicken pucker. A fried chicken and a country tune. They go together like a moon and June. A finger licking chicken and a diddle I do. Fried chicken and a country tune. On the back porch of picking a five-string banjo, a rickety-ticky chicken. We got hungry and we brought out the fixin'. So finger-licking, think I'll put another chicken there. Fried chicken and a country tune. They go together like a moon and June. A finger-licking chicken and a diddle I do. Fried chicken and a country tune. Now they used to make Tennessee chicken from the crock till somebody bought them out of lock, stock, and chicken stock. The whole thing lifted on a rooster and a pullet. I said, if they can pull it, well, why can't I? I diddle, I die. Five chickens in the country too. They go together like the moon in June. A finger licking chicken and a diddle I do. Fried chicken in the country too. Started a bunch of corporations. Everybody got into speculation. Chicken stock was so alarming, nearly made Dow Jones go back to farming. Fried chicken in the country too. They go together like a moon and dune. A finger licking chicken and a diddle I do. Fried chicken in the country too. Got everybody trying to discover which came first, the one or the other. Together they're taking the entire nation. It's a kind of what you call a chicken egg situation with a fried chicken in a country tune. Finger licking chicken and a diddle I do. Now I got my honey behind the barn. I picked her soon and I told her a yarn. And I said to her just soon, she's about to pucker. You're a sweet young thing for an old chicken plucker. A fried chicken and a country tune. They go together like a moon in June. A finger licking chicken and a diddle I do. Fried chicken and a country tune.
Lava, green mountains, jungles.